Good afternoon. It's very good to be back in Taipei to participate in the Dev Days of 2016. My team and I are very excited today to come and share with you all about how to develop on top of Office 365. Earlier, you've seen Tristan give a keynote, give a broad variety of basically what you can do. So for the rest of today, you will hear different presentations from my team member about focusing on Office add-in, Office 365 API call, the graph, and whatnot. So this is a very exciting time for us. So what I would do in my session here is to basically walk us through how to get started with Office 365 development. I would like to also invite you all to actually go get a free Office 365 developer account. This is a limited time offer that Microsoft is giving out an Office 365 developer account for 1 year. So I will walk us through how to do that so that, you know, today, the rest of this week, go get a free account because that will also give you a free copy of Office, maybe online or basically on the platform or whatnot. And then once I walk through, I will also basically go do the getting started for all of us so that you get a chance to see running through example and running through code and whatnot. Without further ado, let me go into a subsequent slide. So why would you want to develop in Office? Why do you think that basically Office 365 is a good platform for you to develop? So as a developer, there's nothing more excited than where basically there's tons and tons of users in the platform, right? So earlier you saw the slide from Tristan in the keynote speech that Office 365 has 1.2 billion users. Where on earth, where in productivity suite do you find such a healthy amount of user, right? So this is not just a desktop application, right? We have millions of people running on mobile, on tablets, right? We are seeing basically 50,000 plus new Office 365 business user per month. It's a very, very healthy growth for us. You can see that basically there's 340 million mobile downloads of Office Mobile. Office, it's definitely a mobile-first, cloud-first platform. So besides having a very rich user base, right, as a developer, when you develop an app, you also want the capability to get a hold of people's data. You want to see rich users who basically are very engaged using the product so you can leverage of it. So just to share some number with you, we see that Office, actually we have roughly about 60 million commercial users using Office every day. That's also, to basically, to be specific, we see people doing 2 to 3 hours of Office work every day, including weekend. It's a very, very healthy development platform for you. So the third thing, besides basically having a rich amount of data, as Tristan was saying, you know, you see 4 trillion emails basically sent on Office 365, right? So very, very rich experience. We also have the third pillar, which is basically the intelligence on the graph API. This is one endpoint that you can get through all of the Office API and whatnot, and then that will enable you to access the user and the data. So before I go into the Office platform, the development platform, I want to take a step back and walk us through the journey. Office has always been a believer in enabling IT and developers like yourself to customize or personalize. Even back in the early 1990 days, I remember I started as an engineer on the, in fact, integrating VBA into Office. And through the years, moving into 2000, we cooperated with Visual Studio to integrate COM add-ins. This is basically an add-in that runs inside of Excel, Word, or PowerPoint in Prog, and also brought you VSTO. Into the 2010s and beyond, in the modern era, Office has transformed and moved into mobile first, cloud first. And this is where you, as a developer, want to be able to access to the 1.2 billion users and all the 4 trillion data that people sent using email and Outlook account and whatnot. So very, very rich. So the developer vision, as what Tristan said, another way to look at this is actually very simple, right? As the engineering manager for the developer experience team, I see our vision align with basically Tristan very well. We are enabling our third-party developers to reach customer where they are. May they be running on the mobile phone, may they be running on tablet, may they be running on desktop, may they be running on iOS. We are basically cross-platform in mobile, in the cloud. And on top of it, we also want to enable developers like yourself to connect your app to access and utilize the data, right? Data is the intelligence, it's the differentiation that you will get when you basically are, you know, separating yourself from other apps. Data is a very rich thing that your user will engage. And we have a lot of data, as what I was saying earlier. So I'm going to move into talk a bit more about our Office 365 developer platform. And I will show you the one-stop shop where you can basically find all the information, the sample tutorial, and how to get you started very quickly. The goal of our dev center, dev.office.com, we want to be very open because we are basically a cross-platform, we're platform independent, right? So if you were previously an Office developer, things that you work on in the VBA era, the COM add-in, the VSTO, it will continue to work really well. In the modern time with mobile first, cloud first, we are definitely enabling you as the developer to bring in any tools that you use to develop. May you be basically a web developer, may you be a classic developer, we have those so that you do not need to learn a separate tool. We are a very collaborative portal. You will see that in a little bit when I show you the portal, that our documentations, our sample code, and everything are all on GitHub. We welcome developers like yourself and everybody in the world to participate, to actually gain intelligence, to share ideas, to share sample code, to share comment on the documentation. We welcome you to actually, not only that, but publish your app and join the business and develop application so that you can reach out to that 1.2 billion users. So this is a very fantastic thing. As I was saying earlier, Office 365 development, it's absolutely enabling you to do mobile first, cloud first. So that means we want to really have a great web experience so that, you know, you can easily, if you're a web developer, to really go write some scripting code and get started right away. It could be very rich, very powerful, without a lot of basically deep coding that you need. But on the other hand, as much of the rich architecture that you want to do, we are continuing to providing that and supporting that for you. So finally, as I was saying, so we look forward to everybody go to devdevs.com. This is one place. If you need to develop on top of Office 365, maybe Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Skype, Outlook, you saw a huge rich of demo that Tristan did earlier. You will find all of that plus some more, and we are continue evolving on a daily basis. So without further ado, let me go switch over to Office 360, devdevs.com for us. So if you have an iPad, a mobile phone, a laptop, I invite you to go take a look at dev.office.com in real time with me, right? We actually did a lot of work for this portal to support everybody in the world so that you have a good, basically, performance. And we welcome feedback. So when you land to the homepage, what you see is that we want you to get rolling right away. This is where I talked about earlier of how to sign up for Office 365 developer account. I will walk you through in that shortly so that you can get, by the time you walk away out here, you get a free 1-year Office developer account subscription. So in this section, you will see that basically you very quickly can develop an app against Excel, Word, PowerPoint, or Skype and whatnot. And then you basically, you also see in the middle here that we provide you information of what happened to the Microsoft build event that we have. And then this is where the portion you can go getting started, code sample, and so forth. And finally, we are blogging. We are actually sharing with all the latest development news and whatnot that we have. So we welcome you continue to participate and seeing the event. So with that, let me go very quickly walk you through how you can do a sign up for the Office 365 developer account. All right, so I've been doing a bunch of stuff here that should prepare myself and whatnot. So you see that actually we have actually a bunch of simple account that we created as well. You could use your whatever account, that Hotmail account, Google account, Yahoo account that you have. It's not restricted to just Microsoft platform. So definitely go get, you know, get the, enter your account. I'm going to use, I previously have actually created some other account. So I have an account called devdays23@outlook.com. And I'm going to reuse this. Pardon my, so I would just basically put devdays. And then that's it. So you go basically go finish. And you can, if you want to stay in touch on the changes and whatnot with the Office 365 developer program, check on this checkbox. And then you go finish. So then what happened is that to get the developer account, you will then get a second email where you have to confirm that you're not a robot. You heard about a lot of talk earlier about robot. Robot is a good thing. Robot could also be a spamming that people can create fake stuff. So later on you will basically get an email to confirm, and then so that you can sign up your finish signing up your dev account. Let me go sign in a different account. So let me sign into the account that I'm trying to create, an Office 365 account. So notice that I already got an email that says, basically now you can go sign up for your Office 365 developer account. So this is in real time. So it's really three steps. The only thing that you needed to get an Office 365 developer account in step three is that you need to provide a cell phone that, you know, basically to confirm that you indeed are a human and not a bot to basically go create account to spam. So specify the country that you're from, where your phone is. So I'm going to continue using my name and whatnot to say Taipei developers. And here I'm just basically reusing, devdaysasia23@outlook.com. And here I will just basically use a Microsoft phone number so that if there's anything go wrong on my account, our account manager will keep track of it. So I'm just going to say Taipei Dev Days, so event. And then I specify how many people in your organization. And then you go next. So this is the important part here. This is basically your account name and your domain name. So I'm basically continuing my sort of, you know, to be consistent with my Outlook account. I just call this go devdaysasia23 Dev Days Asia 23 as well. And then here you basically enter a password. Got all of that. Now, this is the only part that you need to actually provide your personal information. So in this case, it's just really a mobile phone number. This is not a number that people will contact you. This is just a number to confirm that you're not a bot, right? So I will enter my US phone number here. But let me go move this off the screen so that you folks won't be calling me tonight and spamming me. So. And then as I go, so once you enter your phone number, oops, what happened? Now it asks me for my code. So very quickly, I got a text from Microsoft to give me a code to create my Office developer account. And I'll enter my code. Every code is different, by the way. So that's why you should go create yourself. And don't try to reuse my code because it's not going to work. And then that's it. So that right there, you created yourself an Office 365 developer account. And later on, you'll get a confirmation email to, and whatnot with all that information. So with that, I'm going to switch back to the portal and continue to talk about the richness that we have here and then walk us through how to get started very quickly. So as a developer, it's not all the time that you basically start with writing very complex, highly architectural code. It's actually most of the time, you know, in the modern days, we are hackers. By that, I mean basically you want to get something moving real quickly. And we have a rich amount of sample code to enable you to do so. So here, with this sample code, you can very quickly search on the language, the type that you want, the platform, and so forth. Right, so I'm more interested in Node.js. And in a little bit, I will show you basically walk you through this code of how to make a call. So you notice that basically the sample code here, it's actually hosted on GitHub. So you can go to GitHub directly or you can come to our site and look at the sample code. That was not the page. And then you can basically go download, or you can basically try this in the tutorial. So we are a very open platform and collaborative with all of everybody. The other thing I want to also very quickly go show you on the portal, the capability is that we have very rich documentation for the Office add-ins. This is all hosted on GitHub. So this is where you can you know, go get started. You can basically pick your app, your favorite app, Excel. I have done a lot of work in Excel in my previous team and whatnot, so I'm more familiar with them. You can also basically look up the API of each of the app. For example, one of those of you who have developed work in Excel, you know that the, one of the crucial objects in Excel is basically the workbook or the worksheet object, right? So here it gives you basically the properties, the methods, and whatnot for this rich API. So this is a one-stop shop for you to basically go look at. And also, Tristan was showing this earlier on basically where what are the Office add-in availability. You will see this slide again later, but this information is all on dev.office.com. So we will, as we continue to invest and go fully cross-platform, you will see us updating this this page here. And you can also see that as we make changes, whatnot, our change log will provide you all the information here as well. One more plug I want to do to provide to you is basically the Microsoft Graph API. This is the place where basically you have the unified API for all basically one set of one endpoint to route across all API and so forth. And my coworkers, Poi and other folks, will go deeper into this. So I do want to just provide an overview for this for all of us. So with that, let's see. nothing. You can't call yourself a complete portal and finish providing all the value for everyone without training. So we have very rich training capability. We have very rich to get you started as well. We also have these mini labs and videos. So we all learn very differently. Some of us are good at just basically taking sample code and just rolling. Some of us like to watch some of the snack video first to get us started. So in here, you get basically a variety. You learn at your speed, your pace. You go hack at what works for you. So with that, let me go jump in and start, you know, how to get us started, right? So Tristan, earlier in the keynote, showed you a very healthy of apps, API, and whatnot. So I want to basically take a step back and unwind us to go how you can get started very quickly. So when you go to devdoc.com, we actually do provide these capability for you, calling the Office 365 API that are powered by Graph, doing Office add-in, doing the Office 365 connectors and so forth, and all the SharePoint in. So let's get started with the calling, making a call first. So calling Office 365 APIs are powered by Microsoft Graph, right? So the Graph, these enable basically your website or your mobile app to literally connect to the user's mailbox, calendar, contacts, and so forth. So we believe in, as a getting started, to get you moving very quickly, is to basically do this whole sort of progressive disclosure so that the relevant sort of training and data show up right away. The first experience that you can do to learn about the calling the Graph API is to go try out some of these samples that we have. So in here, I want to show you that how you can do basically do a get message call with, you know, looking at your send item outbox, right? So you can see that I just made a call here to show, you know, here's basically what the Graph API returned. You have essentially showing you the body, the subject, the body, who was the sender. This is all basically sample data that we have to enable you to really get rolling right away. The from and the to recipient and so forth. So besides trying out all these rich scenario API that you can do very quickly, we are definitely very open platform. So you can pick your favorite platform, your favorite programming language. So let me walk you through with basically how to do a send mail very quickly, right on here in devdoc.com in the getting started, so that later on you can repeat this or you can go deeper with trying other things. So I again pick Node.js. So to do Node.js, you have to first set up on your environment with basically installing Node.js and NPM. And on my machine here, I have already done so. So, and then you also need to log in with your Office 365 developer account so that you can get rolling right away, right? So the one that we just created. So I will show you that what we just created is now all good. Oops. Dev Day Asia 23 at Dev Days Asia 23. By the way, I think that email already arrived. Let me make sure that I. So remember earlier that, you know, what your Office Developer 65, Office 365 developer account is. So this is your domain, right? That what we, you know, that you get your domain for your app and whatnot, and this is your full user ID. So now I'm going to basically, instead of doing all my typing, I can just go back and paste it in there. That's even better. So it tells you that, you know, DevOps.com, because we're running through a getting started tutorial, it tells you that it needs access to your profile, access to your organization directory with your account, right? So I accept. So now we are basically ready to register an app, to register a sample app. So that's because in order to basically call an Office 365 API via Graph, you need to basically register an app against Azure AD, and we already basically log in with my account. So I would just call this my send message. We're testing some API. Notice that basically what the local port I use is localhost 3000. So now we go register an app. So typically, when you look at sample code from other folks, right, in order to use their code to run in against Azure AD, you need to basically go put in your client ID, your client secret. In this getting started thing, we actually added this intelligent into your sample code for you. So it's really enable you to start right away, right? So this is, by the time I download the code, this client ID and client secret are all embedded into your code for you. We replace it and we do this work so that we enable you as a developer to ramp up very quickly. So there it is. There's the sample code that we just created, right? So now let me just show you that this is all real code, all good stuff. I will move this onto my desktop. And there is my code. Let me bring up Visual Studio Code, and we can open the project and take a look at the source code. Ta-da. So that was the sample code that we just downloaded, right? So what you get out of this, hold on. Doing multi-screen sometime could be very fun. So what you see here, your code is mostly in the index.js file. In a little bit, when we run it, you will see that basically. So this is the code basically to get to the home page. And here's the code of basically rendering send mail, what we're going to show. And here's the logic of basically sending mail and whatnot. All right, so this is just to show folks how quickly you can get rolling. You can do modifications and whatnot later. The other good thing, like what I was saying earlier, is that as part of the getting started we did, it's that we also did the whole OAuth dance for you. Remember that when I was talking about the client ID and client secret and URI, all of this information, when you go to the getting started, it's already done for you. Now, when you go do sample code from other people, you will have to replace the client ID, client secret, and the URI. So without further ado, let's go run this code, right? So to run this code, I need to first do an npm install. This essentially, it's getting all the module listed as dependency in the package to all integrate it. And then I do an npm start to start the application. Okay, so to show you that this is real, remember that the localhost port is localhost 3000. All right, so you see that is the code that we just did. And let me bring this up side by side, actually, so that you can see what's in action here. So you see the code that's in action as I connect to my Office 365 developer account. So it says that because we were trying out the sample code for the send message, so in order to do that, you need to sign in. It needs basically to sign you in and read the profile and basically so that you can send mail and so forth. So I just go accept. And there, you see basically what we just signed in. All right. So next, I want you to do a quick email send. Remember that my account earlier, let me go remove these things that we don't need. So when you go to portal.office.com where you sign into your Office 365 developer account that we already signed in, so by the way, you know, with the developer account, that's what I was saying, you can install all of the Office app across basically platform that it support. So right now, this is a blank slate clean account, so you don't have any apps yet. This account is good for 1 year. So I open up my mail. And I should basically just say the time zone. So for me, I'm from the Seattle Redmond area, so it's Pacific time. This is only the first time when you log in. So here, there is no email. Now, when we go back to the sample app that I was showing you earlier, we'll go send mail, and then you can also see the code being run behind it. So now it's sending email using the Graph API. It's successfully sent, right? So you see that it successfully gone through. That one and that one. That was the email that I just sent to myself. Wait, no, that's not one. Sorry. Is that the one? It will arrive soon. Yes, no, that was the one. Yes, I sent it to myself. So there's very quickly just gone through the getting started, right? So you too can do this all yourself, right? Here's additional resource and whatnot. The other one that I want to run through very quickly with getting started, it's the Office add-in that you've seen a lot of demo that Tristan did earlier in the keynote speech. With Office add-in, as Tristan was saying, it's literally basically a web page and a manifest file. Right, so we are definitely very open to different platform. You can use your tool as like, you know, with calling the Office 365 API, you pick the app that you want to go develop. So in this case, I pick Excel again. There's a video that walks you through how it's, you know, how to call the API tutorial whatnot, but I will also do a demo live for you. If you're a developer, you're probably very familiar with Visual Studio tool and whatnot, so I'm going to show you other tools that we have do this for you. So I give you very good detail about how to basically adopt other tools. So in this case, you know, if you're going to use other tools like Yeoman, you're going to have to just go first install the Node.js, and you have to go install Git. And we provided a link for you here. Once you do that, then it's very easy to go create the app that you want. Oops. Let me go. So in here, I have on my user folder, I make a folder called code. And now let's go make my first Hello World app. Only if I could spell. All right. So now you basically literally go to that folder. And you call Yeoman. Call your office. So, some of you may be familiar with Yeoman. Yeoman is actually a very good tool. Yeoman is a generic scaffolding system allowing you to basically creating the kind of app that is supported. So in this case, Office has integrated with Yeoman. So it's a very, very easy, quick way to do it. You can use Yeoman on Mac and on another platform that, whatever platform that works for you. So here, it asks me for my project name. So this is my Hello World. And then it asks for my, where do I want this app to be? So I'm going to use the current path. It asks, because I selected Excel, it asks if I want to do task pane or content pane. So I'm going to basically say it's a task pane add-in. And then it asks me which app. You can do it for all four apps. So for time purposes and for demo purposes, I will show us just for the Excel app. And then it asks you which language that you want to do. I love HTML and CSS, JavaScript, so I will go select that. So what it does here is that Yeoman go create a scaffolding code for you so that it'll get you rolling right away. So when it take a little bit of time, but when it's done, then I can also go back and use basically the Visual Studio code editor to show you the code very quickly. We can also go directly, once it's finished, we can also run the add-in locally using the gulp task. It's about done. So. So let's do that. For time purposes, we'll run the code real quick. Still active running. So this is really cool because once we finish, we also have a tool called sideloading to enable you to just load the manifest and see it working in the Excel online. Okay, it's almost done. Okay, voila, it's done. The code is done now, so let's go run it using gulp, serve, static. So by the way, all of these are just basically instruction on here, right? So I have run it through multiple times and whatnot, so since my team built this, it's sort of in my blood that I know this, but this is all, you know, my goal here is to basically walk us through so that you can see this, you know, how easily it is to get started with an Office add-in. So now this thing is running, right? So we can now go to a local server and see it in action. So this is the add-in, right? This is just to show you the local server. Now let me go log into my Outlook account and then show you the add-in, how to get that in the add-in. So that's me. Make sure I have the right account. No, sorry, I meant to go office.com and then start loading the add-in real quickly. And go Excel. This is Excel Online. Got it. So once Excel comes up, you can load the Excel. This is a great way to test out your add-in with online so that if you don't have a copy of Excel, it's a great way to do it. So you go, what we do is basically we insert Office add-in. I'm going to go load my manifest. Remember that my manifest was in C, user, Danielle, co, was called my first Hello World app. I have my manifest right there, upload. And now I show you the same app that run on the page in the server earlier. So now I can go put my data, all eights here, and then when you select it, and then you run it, you can see basically it's in action. So that all, right, within roughly the last 45 minutes, I walk you through very quickly how to get started of either calling the Office 365 API and creating an Office add-in. All of these instructions are all available on our portal and many much more. Right, so you can easily also beyond just this, you can go to sample code and select your sample code and start hacking. So for the rest of today, my colleagues also have in-depth talk about this area. So I just want to get us rolling. So I hope you enjoy this. We are all here for the next few days. We look forward to an exciting time with you, seeing some creative work. Come out of you, partner on basically the app that you want to build. Definitely, if you have questions, feel free to come to any of us and ask those questions. I have 1 minute left, so I can take a few questions. And as I take questions, I can also invite Pui up so he can start setting up on his session. And if you don't have a chance to create your dev account yet, we have more time tomorrow. So feel free to do that anytime you run into a problem, let me know. Any questions? Are folks excited? Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. I hope that you continue to learn a lot and come basically build some very fancy app with us through a hackathon. I think it's a great event. We look forward to sort of this richness of what we bring here and as we basically continue to come to Taipei for our dev days. Thank you.